original, still the best, now for more than 12 years. This is Radio Free Cybertron, hosted by Brian Kilby, with J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, Amy Morgan, Peter Van, and Rob Clay. For the latest Transformers news, visit tformers.com.
Hey, this is Radio Free Cybertron, and I am your host, Brian Kilby. You know, there was a time when I was obsessive compulsive over every single little detail of the show. But that's long past, because with me I have J.D. Church, Rob Clay, Peter Van, XV, and Nicole Hill. Hey guys, how's it going?
You're saying because of us, yes. You're not obsessive compulsive about it anymore.
I can't control it.
Oh, okay.
Because we screw up the show so much already that he can't really.
No,
right.
No. Maybe.
Maybe.
Like, when it was just me and J.D., I'm like, Cole, J.D., no, you can't say that. You can't
Shh,
say that.
No.
No, don't say that.
Okay, we're gonna do this now.
No cussing.
Read the notes. Read the notes.
No cussing. Notes.
But now.
Oh, notes. We have notes?
Yes.
But now, Donkey Ball.
Exactly. That's what I was.
Very nice. Touche.
Well, I have to fill in for Rob Springer as much as I can.
Every once in a while, we need one of us to channel Rob Springer.
Yeah. I need to make that Rob soundboard, actually. I've been talking about doing that.
That would be great. I could just bring my wife on at some point if she's ever home.
Amanda is awesome. We actually need to do that Amanda/Rob show, not slash.
Not slash? Rob. Yeah, that's a different show.
No, yeah. No, that would be properly expressed as Rob Amanda/ show.
Right, that's a totally different thing, and I guarantee I'm selling tickets and making money at least off of that.
Absolutely. So, guess what? Because we've talked about it for the last 7 months, more about the FunPub credit card woes. This time, Hasbro actually commented on the situation.
Do we have to talk about this? Can we just say FunPub sucks at the end and then just
FunPub
move on?
Suck. It's an unfortunate situation, but Hasbro says basically that any license, you know, they take security at its highest importance and trust that any licensee does the same, and they're sure that FunPub is fixing it.
Yeah, I read it as we have full confidence in FunPub, which in football sports terms means we're watching them and they are on their final warning. So if that's true, that would be awesome. If they're just actually saying we fully trust FunPub to be doing the right thing, and as long as we get the paychecks, then that would be disappointing. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's the obligatory FunPub.
There you go.
Actually,
I don't know how much that actually helped or didn't, but
see, I haven't gotten my overrun yet. JD hasn't. I don't think anyone else is expecting it.
Actually, that was one of the few things that were actually part of the security breach, right? They're like, all overruns will be diverted to this P.O. box.
Yeah.
That was it.
Small P.O. box somewhere in Alaska.
Yeah, Chris Triplett actually
got his. It's just like overflowing with overruns in the box.
You would just send it to Santa Claus.
Yeah, some needy kid out there really, really deserves it more than we do, apparently.
So did Triplett feel better then, like when he got his overrun? He's like, oh, man, it was worth getting my card stolen for this.
No, he said it's nice, but it does not justify being fun-pubbed, he said.
It doesn't. Okay.
Is it worth the hundreds of dollars he paid for it?
Was it worth the card thing?
It's not worth the hundreds of dollars he paid for someone else's iPod in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you know, now that you mentioned it, I'm not sure what club-exclusive toy would be worth getting fun-pubbed over.
GPU Jet.
I ordered a new credit card, and I thought that was annoying enough.
Yeah,
you know?
I got mine. It's nice and shiny. It won't last long. I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you wear that thing out, dude.
Yeah, it's awful. So, but, you know, I don't know when I'll have my overrun, but I will have Twin Cast and Sound Blaster Friday.
Yay.
Awesome. Excited. So, okay, moving ahead in the news. So, Takara, their version of Zombie Cliff Jumper, has the nice shade of a blue, like an ocean shrimp.
And that's
John Blue?
Because why?
I don't quite get it. It doesn't look bad, but
I think it's supposed to be like his entire body is Dark Energon. Like he took a too long of a dunk in the Dark Energon dunk tank.
Is Dark Energon blue? I mean, I'm honestly colorblind, so
it's a dark purple.
I think the coloring is a little off. I think it's going to be the similar color to what his scars were.
And I'll totally be honest with you. I sometimes do fall into the nerd trap, and I'm like, wow, that Takara version does look really great, much better than what we got. Not this time. I have zero interest in this.
So are we getting though that red zombie cliff jumper?
Supposedly? We don't know.
Because that's the first edition mold, correct?
Right. There's supposed to be one. Isn't there supposed to be one based on the a modification of the red version, though? Didn't someone mention that a couple weeks ago?
No.
Or is it just... Okay.
This cliff jumper has pegs in the back for his arms micron.
He's also warming pegs on the front shelves, apparently. So. So that's my concern with getting a zombie version of this. If... you know, if he's already sort of hanging out on the shelves, they may not be disinclined. I don't know. Maybe they should call him Zombie Bumblebee, and then that way they would be more willing to produce more of them. Not that they would sell more, just that they would be willing to produce more of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it. Obviously, Zombie Cliff Jumper. But if we don't get, you know, a version here, I guess I'll have to get the shrimp version.
You know, that would be the perfect thing for Fun Pub to do, or whoever gets to take over the club if they don't, do as a club exclusive. I mean, that's the kind of thing that wouldn't sell, you know, I think very wide in stores, but would make a great kind of like, you know, exclusive.
Or it could be a generations toy.
That too.
See, the deal with the Zombie Cliff Jumper, the red one, was that it was supposed to be part of the first edition line. As like wave 3, I think. Mm. And, you know, since that's not happening anymore, we don't have any idea what, if anything, is going to actually come of that. Probably nothing.
Yeah. They just stopped.
I would assume nothing. It's probably not.
Yeah. They just stopped talking about it. Yeah. So.
But Takara, they have no shame. They'll put out anything.
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
Yeah.
True. So, I spoke such truth that everybody got quiet. They're just like, yeah.
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 That's the car. Anything.
So, lastly, in the news, there is one big news story, but we're saving it till later. There is a Botshots online game that launched last week. Has anyone played it?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think?
It's okay. It was actually harder than I expected. It's not, you know, I was expecting it to actually replicate the way you play with the figure, you know, that you're going to like...
You mean like drooling on it, then like cuddling it and nestling?
Yeah, or if you listen to Fanboy versus, you know, rectally placing. Anyway, but no, I was more expecting that like you would actually like, you know, select fist, sword, gun... And then, you know, battle your opponent, and then maybe it would be best 2 out of 3 or something, and then you'd move on. But the way the online game actually works is it's sort of like it's a match. It's got a matching component to it. You have a grid, and in different places on the grid, you know, a sword will show up, a fist, or whatever. And for every 2 of those select, it will basically cue the action. And then you queue those up. So you get sort of a... It's basically sort of turn-based. I mean, you both go at the same time, but you don't know what your opponent is doing. But it's more interactive than just pick one of these and then shoot. It takes a little bit longer. Because you actually do, like, damage. It calculates damage and stuff as well.
And it doesn't wait for you to make your move. If you don't select your attack power, you just don't attack.
Yeah, you just get smacked. So, So it actually took me a second to figure out what was going on. I had to actually go back and like, what am I doing? I don't know. It wasn't as intuitive as I expected, but once I figured it out, it was pretty easy. So not bad. I don't know if that's how the online game is going to work, like when you can go versus opponents. Because this is just a single player is all that's up right now.
Yeah, I think they said the multiplayer won't be until May.
Correct, yeah.
Maybe I should play it, I guess.
It's not bad.
Nah.
It's a way to kill 5 minutes, yeah. But I don't think you really... I don't know that you, I didn't notice that there were any extras or anything that you were getting for doing it other than killing time.
Badges. They need badges.
Badges. I know, if I had achievements put on my Facebook, aw, yeah, buddy.
Like, JD watched a YouTube video.
Exactly. I was spamming my followers with things like YouTube videos I watched.
Like, I'm taking that feedback
on
minutes.
Pinterest. That's awesome.
Okay,
I would dislike you immediately.
That's a total lie. I don't even know what Pinterest is.
My wife sure does. God. Okay, so, hey, Nicole.
Yes.
You just got... so people watching and listening, Amy is not going to be on today. She's at a bad day.
I really could use Amy with that pre-show conversation. She would have put you in place.
Yeah. But
actually, she would just laugh and be like, you guys are so silly.
Amy's had a little time with her hardcover edition of Last Stand of the Wreckers, and Nicole hasn't, but Nicole is going on the show and Amy is not.
I can tell you right now, it smells really good.
That's
minty.
Yeah, it still has that cracking spine.
Just from your cursory evaluation, what kind of extras do you see?
Oh, it's totally loaded with extras. They even got an index of all the extras here. They got bullets. Now, I don't know if you guys read the bullets. It says, out of bullets, dead man's boots, character profiles, which are really cool. They have the covers. They have the script extracts, guest artwork, Squadron X, which is another... like little short story, Escape, another little short story. It says promotional artwork, Fistatron's facts, pinups, first draft, 0 point, and in word and deed. So they do got like a lot of extras here. Okay, so like this much of the book is regular. I'm using video, so it's regular. And here's all the extras.
So what about
extras? Extras about a third.
Or like
of the
a
book.
Third, yeah.
Wow.
That
was good. Yeah. Yeah.
So there is a lot put into this. And I mean, like the little profiles are really cool. I mean, yeah, I'm sure McFeely will be having fun putting that in the wiki. So, yeah. And then like you get to see all the art covers. I love that. That's one of my favorite things about getting trades and seeing the art covers.
How much did you pay? How much was it?
I got it from Amazon, I think, for $18.
But it
retails for $30.
Yeah, $18, $17.62, and it's eligible for free Super Saver shipping.
Yep.
You have Prime, you get 2 days.
Yeah. man, I may have to order that.
It's really nice.
No, I already have the soft cover.
So, I don't know if you guys read Bullets. That was kind of interesting. And I like these little script extracts and stuff that didn't get to make it into the books. And you're like, oh, that looks really cool. So... I can't wait to actually go and actually dive into it. So
I take it that you were already a fan of Last Stand of the Wreckers. You read it.
I'm not as much of a fan as Amy. I don't think anyone can be. Yeah. But, yeah, I enjoyed Wreckers. So. I thought it was very well done.
Yeah, I'll never forgive them for killing... who was it? It was... Skyquake.
We will never forgive us for killing that guy.
Who was that again?
Yeah. Those bastards are going to pay for killing that one guy.
Especially since like most of them didn't come out of the story.
Spoiler alert.
Man.
Yeah, Skyquake dies on like page
1. So much when they killed that one dude.
Yeah, that guy, I mean, goodness gracious, I was really sad. That dude.
I'm looking at the concept art right now. Oh, it's awesome. So, yeah, I highly suggest getting it.
You know, sorry to change subjects, but how many different repaints of Skyquake did we get? We got, what, 2 or 3? We got Machine Wars, Starscream, Universe.
King Atlas.
King Atlas. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Awesome. I have all 3 versions of that mold. I want them to make more. I love Sky.
Okay, you're set. Yeah. You love that one guy.
I love that one guy. Sky something or other. I want a generation Sky something or other.
Sky whatever his name is.
Sky whatever his name is.
Wow.
Generations that dude.
Generations that
Generations that one guy.
Yeah, generations. You know, the guy that
Let's
was
do it off of that one mold.
Generations.
JD, it's like in that one episode of Voyager.
I know. It's just like that one episode of Voyager.
It's like in that episode of G2 when
it just happens.
It's like that episode in G2 when Ultra Magnus goes to a birthday party. Sorry, just never mind.
I think if they use that one mold, it'll be pretty sweet. Sorry, they should totally do that.
Just commenting on people's confusion of season 3 in G2. It's those half-baked memories.
They might as well.
There was a few episodes of season 3 in G2, so that can't help.
For all the more I cared about both season 3 and G2, they might as well be the same thing.
Which episodes of season 3 made it to G2?
I believe Burden Hardest to Bear was in there.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw anything other than season 1 and 2.
The Ultimate Weapon.
Oh, awesome.
And I don't remember what the other one was. I believe there was 3 episodes of
Carnage and C Minor.
No, we did get some season 3 stuff in the Optimus and Tommy Kennedy show. Season 4.
The Power Master.
Yeah. The Puppet Prime.
Puppet Prime?
Yeah.
Awesome. I wonder if he ever touched
Okay, let's go ahead and go.
Place Prime.
How about a little more wholesome? How about Rob Springer?
Yes, let's go ahead and jump to Rob Springer.
Oh wow!
Who is going to tell us about his newfound love for bot shots? So we'll be.
I finally got to myself! Yay!
We'll be right back.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
ロボット隊は移動基地バトルコンボイを完成させた大型トレーラーフリーゾンエネルギーの補給整備ドック司令基地としての役割を果たす バトルコンボイの登場でカーロボットの世界が変わる移動基地バトルコンボイ
It's time now for TF Barbecue with Rob Springer.
Hey gang, it's Rob, and these are my bot shots. I kind of like these guys, as you can tell. I've got all of them except for the Prime and Megatron with launchers so far. Mainly just because they haven't showed up in my part of town. And these guys are the frickin' bee's knees when it comes to my Transformers. I really like these. Many of you guys remember the Coral Q from about 2000, 2001, maybe 02. They're kind of along the same idea there, and I really like those. And I also was, of course, a big fan of Robot Heroes. These guys are great. I know the gang talked about them on the show last week, being that sometimes they don't fold up very well. There we go. But I submit a video each week, so I didn't get to join in the conversation. I think these guys are absolutely amazingly great. Now, is there things that could be done to improve them? Oh, sure. You know, that Sentinel Prime, he's cool. For one, you have to select on your die before you start playing which power you want to use. And that's pretty cool, but I think I would like it if they rolled around like dice when they popped up. That way it'd be a little more random. And I think that would be make it a really fun aspect to the game. But each opinions may vary. Now, these guys are obviously Hasbro's getting into the whole Bakugan market. They got their other collectible battling game out now, which name eludes me. See, some of them just don't want to go together. There we go. The name of the new battling game kind of eludes me. But considering with these, the My Little Pony blind packs, and, you know, the fighter pods from Star Wars, Hasbro's definitely getting into the blind pack market. These guys aren't blind packed, I know, but I'm going somewhere with this. So, if you guys go into the card area of your store, you'll notice they sell Bakugans and blind packs, as well as on cards in the toy aisle. Now, wouldn't it be pretty darn neat if they continue to sell these guys in regular cards, but have blind-packed versions of them available in the card section? You know, maybe a dollar cheaper because it's blind-packed and there's not so much cardboard. I really like the Pro. The reason I'm saying is it'd be a good place for, okay, say Seekers. They could have a million different colored Seekers in those blind packs, and people would probably suck that up. Or same with, like, say, they'd use the B-mold here, and use, I guess, a different head with it, which looks like what they're doing already, and make some new guys, or some obscure guys, like, for instance, some of the G2 guys, or some Turbo Masters, or whatever, who barely got any play here. I think that would be pretty, whoop, I dropped Megatron. Crap! He can take it. I think that would probably go over pretty well and work with the play pattern pretty well. I haven't played the online game yet. I hope to do that pretty soon. It just hasn't worked out that way. But I think that would go over pretty well, especially once these guys start doing more overseas stuff. I mean, from what I understand, Robot Heroes were sold in blind packs in the UK, and that was to some success. I think these would do pretty well, too. But like I said, put these on cards, like, say, Optimus. Put them on a card. But, like, say, this is Nemesis Prime. They could do a Shattered Glass Prime in purple and put them in a blind pack. You know, or color this guy in a teal and be G2 Breakdown. Put in a blind pack. I think that would go over pretty well. What I think doesn't equal fact, though, so you guys might disagree with me. Slight different colors. But I think that would go over well. These guys seem very, not just aimed at the Bakugan type crowd with the little battling figures. Though obviously with like these, the fighter pods, and if you know Star Wars toys come with dice and cards and I'll see, whoop, transform. I think the Hasbro's definitely trying to enter that market. And going into blind pack route would definitely help sell these things. Or at least help get them established. What do you guys think? Let's hear about it in the comments or in the chat right now. I obviously am not prepared to make a speech right now, so this one seems pretty haphazard. I'm sorry. That and I really like playing with these guys. Some of them just don't hold together well, do they? Like Starscream here is, there, takes a little fiddling. Look at that. Transform. Starscream. Excellent. All right. Back to you guys, because obviously I'm on crack this week. Later.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Hey, we're back. Hey, who's doing the chat this week? Nicole, you want to do the chat this week?
Okay, I guess.
Totally didn't, you know, figure that out ahead of time, yeah.
Don't fear the chat.
Oh, I don't fear the chat.
Well, fear the chat.
They should fear me.
Oh, God.
Well, okay, do you want me to go over what they're talking about?
Yes, please.
Yes, that would be
most people. Okay, most people are talking about you know, their first editions that they got. Some people didn't get all of them. Some people are lucky enough to get all of them. Some people got two or three RCs, it looks like. Of course, there's a lot of innuendos at the very beginning, so that was interesting.
Yeah, I wonder whose fault is that.
It's not my fault. Don't you dare blame me. And then they got two little conversations about Resident Evil. Yeah, so... they're talking about can't wait for Fall for Cybertron, and then they kept on saying, no volume on Rob. No volume.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
No one watching this now has any idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, okay, so what happened was that Brian screwed stuff up, and the cutaway video of Rob didn't have any sound in the live version, and that's what's being referred to in the chat with Rob having no volume.
Damn you, XD.
Yeah. And if you listen to the podcast, you will have no idea what's going on. So, welcome.
And then we have some interesting stories about people getting fun pubbed. So.
Ooh.
Ah.
Yeah,
like, flipping a table fun pubbed or just fun
pubbed? You know, with their good old credit cards, you know.
Yeah, I guess with Walmart and fun pubbed, I guess it's a double, like.
A double penetration?
Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't
want to
say it.
Wow.
So.
I
don't know about you guys. I don't know about you, but I thought that the biggest news item of the week was the fact that Hasbro is laying off, 170 employees. Mm-hmm. And that's very unfortunate. I do want to start off by saying that, and I really hate that. But wasn't this, like, one of the best holiday seasons that we've had in a few years?
No.
Not Hasbro, but just in general?
No.
I know it was for my company, and... You know,
no. Headmaster Don makes a good point. He was talking about they must have got some good cash from the movies. You'd think so.
Not as good as what you would think. Actually, they did not do very well. Mattel and Hasbro both missed their estimates.
Oh yes,
for the fourth quarter. But Mattel still made. They still gained market share. So Hasbro, they both missed, but Hasbro missed. Much more. They lost
big time. I will always say this. Mattel will always come out on top as long as they have the Barbie brand.
The Barbie really sells that well.
Oh, my gosh. I know so many collectors. I mean, especially every year when you get the collector Barbie, the holiday Barbie, and then they have, like, they have the designer Barbies. I mean, those go for $50 a pop, and people don't think anything of it. So... as long as there's Barbie, Mattel will always come out against Hasbro.
And don't forget Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, how can we forget Hot Wheels? But ultimately, though, what does this mean? I mean, so Hasbro, I would say that some of our favorite stuff comes from Hasbro. G.I. Joe, My Little Pony, and, of course, yes. Transformers. 170 people. I don't know what percentage of their workforce that is, but...
I read that was about 3%.
So, I mean, 3% is 3%. That's a pretty decent cut.
Well, did they say what area they cut?
From the office. I mean, they don't really have a lot of, you know...
Yeah,
it was in the... part of it was in the gaming division, because the board games performed especially badly over the holiday season.
Yeah, I can understand that, too. Because, I mean, I think everyone who wants a Monopoly board probably has one.
Well, then they got that new electronic Monopoly, which you can't cheat out. How fun is that? God, that was a horrible idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, that was
But, I mean, in general, though, Dark of the Moon, you know, the toys haven't done so hot.
Did not do as well. I mean,
yeah.
It was obvious since they canceled the last, you know, waves of them.
And they canceled first edition. And, you know, like the big thing going on this year, they have two. They have G.I. Joe Retaliation, which looks awesome. And they have Battleship.
Oh, yeah, Battleship. Don't want to forget about that guaranteed moneymaker there.
So, you what? It will be a moneymaker.
A moneymaker?
A moneymaker.
A moneymaker.
A moneymaker.
Make a ton of bunnies.
A moneymaker?
What a like moneymaker.
If it was a moneymaker, I would watch that.
It's Liam Neeson. He's
watch
gonna...
it pop out.
I know, I'm going to watch it two or three times because of him. So,
just because of Liam Neeson, like, that's the only...
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I watch Star Wars.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to go with that.
And you only watch Green Lantern for, what's his name?
Ryan Reynolds?
That one guy.
Yeah, that one guy.
Liam Neeson is old, though.
I don't care. I love him, man.
Liam Neeson has gone through we actually talked about this on Screenview, how he used to be, like, in Schindler's List and all these, like, you know, these Academy-grabbing films. And now, he's just going around kicking the crap out of
Darkman.
Academy-grabbing films like Darkman.
He's bringing like, Darkman, dude.
The thing is, he when his wife died, he just worked. He just picked up whatever was in front of him. That's why
he has so many
movies out. So.
And he makes so like all the movies that he's made other than Battleship, I believe, only took like $20 million to make. So he's just churning those suckers out like they're
nothing. Taken is pretty awesome.
Well, and to be fair, his performance can easily save a movie that would otherwise be crap.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, Liam Neeson is
I mean, can he save Hasbro? Made 18.
He is the shiznit.
Yeah, sure. Kenny, but
I love that man. I love Liam Neeson. So, he could sell me.
But as for Hasbro,
Did
you say that he could sell you? What?
He could sell me anything.
But do all of the, but you know, the cut in the labor force shirts from the gaming division or their board game division. But the fact that they've canceled first edition, they canceled a lot of their waves of Dark of the Moon. You know, G.I. Joe is almost impossible to find on the shelves these days. I mean, what's up with that? What, where are we concerned that this is going to continue? I mean, it's a trend. It's trending down.
I don't think it'll continue into oblivion. I mean, I think that they have to do what a lot of companies have had to do and do need to do, you know, especially in as the economy is still adjusting, which is, you know, just sort of refocus, center it down, you know, boil it down to the stuff. I think we'll end up with a lot of good stuff. I mean, we've constantly complained as a fandom, not all of us individually, but that a lot of the things that are ending up on the shelves are sort of, you know, useless, gratuitous. I mean, you know, we keep saying, how many versions of Bumblebee do we need and that sort of thing. And I think it speaks to the direction that, again, the Hasbro's, you know, they're, at least what we're looking at for the next film is a complete reboot. So I think they may be going, they may have realized that they have burned out the Camaro Bumblebee and the, you know, Peterbilt.
I don't know. I don't, I mean,
I got a question. Do you think all these third party companies are, is that, do you think that's what's ruining?
No, that's such a small part of the market, because you're talking about, that's really something that only appeals to collectors. I mean, a bulk of Hasbro's business is still selling to kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is why one of their first moves has been to cut back on, you know, articulation on some of the lines, like the Marvel stuff especially has really scaled back, and Star Wars as well.
Yes, so, yes.
Because we are, you know, a subset of the audience, so... And a relatively small one, so sadly, we are probably going to suffer first.
So, Rob, on stuff like the Marvel toys and the movie stuff, how many elements are reused? I know in G.I. Joe that, you know, bodies are reused, heads are reused, weapons, but I'm not really a big buyer of the other stuff. How often do they reuse parts to save scratch?
Okay, it depends on the line. On the movie lines, Avengers, of course, has a pretty natural way to reuse a lot of the existing molds.
It's perfect.
Yeah. The matter of fact, that Super Combat Captain America I was telling you about, the Parachute Captain America in the deluxe line this year is the same toy with a brighter paint job. Really nice.
The Thor hammer, the Nerf one, it's funny. The Thor version is $10.
That's not Nerf. That still hurts when you get hit with that thing.
The Nerf one is $10 for the Thor movie at Toys R Us, but the Avengers version is $9.
Okay.
Because they just reused the same hammer.
It's the same. It's slightly different color, but it's the same toy. Oh, yeah. But the older version is $10, and the new one is $9. I don't get it.
Yeah, one's like a darker gray, and the other one's silver.
I'm surprised, though, that the Hulk fists aren't reused Hulk fists. It's new.
Well, I think those were...
Ooh, new Hulk fisting.
The last time we got Hulk hands, was that under Hasbro or still Toy Biz? They may not.
Oh, that probably would have been Toy Biz. Yeah, good point.
Yeah I think after Hasbro inherited it and they did Hulk stuff, that's when we got the fabric covered Hulk hands.
Yeah.
Oh, instead of the ones.
Yeah.
But in terms of mold reuse, where you really see it a lot is on the Marvel Universe line, because there are maybe two or three. Bodies that they keep reusing for practically everybody in various combinations. They finally, within the last 6 months or so, did a new mold for a second female body, finally. So,
oh,
which
sweet.
Is good because...
Different breast sizes, sweet.
Big and bigger.
More to the point...
It's always important that you need different breast sizes.
Well, you got to be anatomically correct in characters.
Yeah.
You know, right. I like it when I have different breast sizes. You know, depending on...
I mean, don't you, Nicole? I mean, you know...
Am I wrong? What I'm wearing, you know?
You know, you just kind of want those... You want those C cups for everyday use, but you kind of want maybe the D cups for, like, the weekend.
Yeah, you know, for playtime and everything. Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what about this? Do you think Hasbro should probably go to these third-party companies and say, hey, we'd like to use some of your ideas?
No.
Someone mentioned it in the chat.
Not at all.
No, someone
you don't
want to
hire
the
Chinese. Are you crazy?
Well, no, this one mentioned
in the
chat.
You want to contract out to them and charge them pennies, you know, pay them pennies on the dollar.
Well, no, the chat made a good point. You know what? Third Party made a Devastator that combines. And when was the last time Hasbro was...
And it cost $600.
I know, but if Hasbro was able to pull it off, it would be a lot cheaper. And
that we want. That sounds like a great idea. The problem is, again, is what we come back to, is that that would really only appeal to the collector's market. So the cost of obtaining the mold, making it safe for sale, then reselling, producing it, it's just they would lose more money than they would.
Hasbro might be able to sell it for $200 where, you know, they're selling it for six. It's still
too expensive.
Profit
margin is huge, is what, you know, because there's like you have to test everything. It goes through so many different types of like testing, and there's all these regulations, customs and everything. You know, there's so much factored into those toys versus TFC Toys making them, packaging them, and giving here, Robot Kingdom, sell them for us.
Yes.
And they're like, okay.
Right, and because they're not distributing them in stores and they're saying they're not intended for children, then, you know, they can get away with that, you know, where Hasbro really can't.
So much more overhead and profit margins.
Sell it at Christmas time. There you go.
But again, I mean, even at that, I mean, look at say like those Ultimate Edition Bumblebees or any of, you know, the over $50 price point figures. I mean, they can't even sell those things. They have to wait until they go on clearance.
And they still have to re-release them over and over again to make any kind of money on it. I mean,
I love my Ultimate Optimus, but you know. There's still plenty of those sitting on the shelf at Walmart, you know.
And the funny thing is, the stuff I end up wanting is like the Legion class toys, and you know, the smaller toys, and those end up going like that, you know, like classics or the generations mini bots that came out like Cosmos and such. You know, those came and went fast. Or, you know, like Reveal the Shield Wind Charger, which I need to pay Mike for. I sent him a payment, but it bounced off whatever. I sent Mike Carvalho a payment for this, and he never accepted the PayPal, so.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike, but I'm still going to pay you. it was so little. I mean, I'm certain, obviously, there's a cost involved. But they didn't have to ship it because there was less cost involved than some of the bigger toys.
Yeah. And that's what Hasbro is doing, and what they have to do is not go bigger, but go smaller. They need to put out lines of concentrated figures that don't cost a lot to produce, but yet are going to be purchased and make money. So
how much are they going to lose off of this Supreme Optimus that they're making?
They've already lost it in the respect. I mean, that's what I was going to say. Like it, the only thing that they can cut now is if they have the mold, then they're going to be out the production mold. But they're not going to, if they can't sell it, then they're just not going to make it. So we're looking at where this is going to happen, and I think it's why you're seeing the focus on Generations. The Generations lines have sold fairly well. So I think that's why we're going to see that focus on Generations in 2013, because that's something that appeals not only to the collector's market, but it also appeals to the younger market as well.
Because those characters have, you know, entered the consciousness of the general fan because they've been reused over and over again, because the people producing Transformers now are nerds like us who grew up on this stuff.
Right, and I don't...
The flip side of that is... I really miss having new characters.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Wheeljack showing up in Prime is awesome and all, I guess, but I would much rather have, like you say, something new that's awesome.
Yeah.
And not forced.
Yeah.
So you think if it goes smaller, that would be more successful? Is that? Do you think that's the reason why they're doing the bot shots?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, I think bot shots is a great example of a way for them to. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, a lot of the base parts are very similar and reusable. You know, it has a collector's aspect. It's, you know.
Yeah. Not to mention, there's an online component, which is
like
the big thing now. You know, kids go online to play games. So
yeah. Yeah. I think if you repainted, I mean, you've got. they've got a couple of figures in there that have, repaintability as well. So,
but yeah, speaking of repaints, real quick, going back to what we were talking about with Rob and the fact that the Marvel toys have been repainted, retold over and over again, they do it with G.I. Joe. It's a little more obvious when they do it with the Transformers. And people don't like buying the same Bumblebee over and over again because it's like, do I have this? You know, and oftentimes they have to do a really good job of repainting a toy before a kid's willing to pay for it again.
You know what they had to do to the movie Bumblebee before I would buy my first one?
Yeah.
They had to make him a serial killer.
Yeah.
That is kind of an issue because the other thing, of course, with the humanoid figures is that you can mix and match parts and get a dozen different characters out of three or four different sets of toolings. But, you can't do that with things that have to fit together as carefully as Transformers do. There's just no way.
Plus, when you get down to it, most humans, and especially the idealized superhero-type human, they all basically look the same besides colors.
Yeah, but with G.I. Joe, at the very least, you have different things that are molded in, like guns and straps and stuff like that. But you know what? Rob's point, though, about how the toys have to fit together, what if they didn't? What if we could create, new Transformers characters that didn't transform?
You mean Action Masters?
Like Action Masters, but real figures that are based off of assets from other toys. Now, I don't know how easy that would be because of the way that the molds are made. But if you had five Bumblebee mold or a Bumblebee mixed and matched with a Wheeljack, mixed and matched with a Blur or something, maybe could you put that together to be something new that doesn't transform? I mean, maybe I don't know.
Isn't
it might seem a little
that
cheap.
Called Trio?
Yes.
Yeah. I think, Congratulations. Okay. You just created Creo.
I don't think they'll ever do that, but that would be interesting.
What, they won't do Creo? No, I don't think so.
No. They won't do the mix and match thing.
This sounds like a lot waiting to happen.
I think the thing with this Generations thing, I fully expect to see a ton of repaints out of the line. But hopefully they'll do it, in a smart way where it will be, and maybe we'll see things that we have been asking for, like a new Seeker mold. That would be insane. Hopefully we'll, and the Seekers are one of those things that make great repaints because those are like, for some reason, even though it's the same mold like six different times, in my brain it's not. I don't know why that is, but that's just the way it works in my head. It's like, okay, that's Thundercracker, that's Skywarp, that's the, even though it's the same mold, I don't even,
I was looking at the original Plain Jane Vanilla classic Starscream that came out. I'm looking at it, I'm like, this really isn't that great.
Oh, it's not. It's not at all. It wasn't when it came out either.
But I had a better appreciation for it when it came out. But that was like 6 years ago.
It's not aged well. It's like a lot of those first sort of universe classics.
Some of them are still great, like Bumblebee. I love that Bumblebee.
Bumblebee's solid. Mirage is good.
Mirage
is
great. Yeah. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, the bigger ones were really good, too. Grimlock didn't do so well.
Grimlock sucks. They really need to redo that.
That's really what I expect to see. I mean, I really expect them to see them go back and redo.
But so
that they've already done.
We're supposedly getting 40 Generations toys in 2013, but that's in 2013. Do any of us really expect to get 40 Generations toys next year?
I expect there to be 40 toys that say Generations on them.
I expect that to include, Cyberverse and, not just like 40 Deluxes and up.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, Generations on its own is deluxe. They're all deluxes, right?
It was last time. It doesn't mean it will be this time.
Yeah, and so what was the line that it wasn't classics by the time stuff like Rodimus and Cosmos and all those characters came out.
Cyclonus classics.
Was that Generations?
I think that was
a really good
toy. I think that was Universe.
Reveal the Shield. Universe is gone by that point. It was Reveal the Shield, wasn't it?
No. Cosmos was before Reveal
the Shield.
Cosmos
and everything was Universe.
Wow.
Yeah, Universe
lasted longer than I thought then.
Yeah. Well, Universe was
2008.
It lasted, then it came back, and then it died off, and then it came back. I mean,
so it's entirely reasonable that we might be able to get some Cyberverse toys and smaller toys.
Sure. I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think, and that's fully what I expect, and that's what I mean. I fully expect to see 40 toys that say, you know, Universe Classic, whatever it is that they're going to call that line at that time. But I don't expect those all to be deluxes. You know?
Well, and you have to remember, too, with this 40 Generations toys thing, there's almost a dozen toys waiting to release recolors that were already planned in from the last
one. What was left? I was having a conversation with somebody at work about that, believe it or not. He was actually asking, he said, I directed him to T-Formers. He's like, have you heard about Bruticus? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I saw two of them. They look great. And this was like yesterday. I'm like, have you not seen the whole thing? And he's like, no. And I just, you know, sent, go to T-Formers.com. Here's the link. And then I started telling him about how we're getting 40 Generations toys. And I said that there was some stuff queued up, but I couldn't remember anything specifically. What are we looking
okay,
for?
Okay, there's a recolor for Scourge, which looks like it's going to be Senator Ratbat. Cup has a new head mold, which nobody knows what exactly that's going to be. We've seen the Jazz new head mold on BotCon Armada Sideswipe. That was
Hardhead. Hardhead from
and we're getting another Hardhead
from Warpath. Yeah,
awesome! I love that.
Lugnut has a new head, which isn't anybody. And there's still the third head for the Junkion mold, too, if they want to use...
Oh, the cassettes.
Oh, yeah, Rumble and Frenzy.
Rumble and Frenzy.
But those aren't repaints. Yeah. But those aren't remolds. Hey, so, question. This is just, you know, hopeful, wishful thinking. So, ever since Warbot Defender came out, I really have been wanting a new Springer. I think that we can all agree that Grimlock is probably a safe bet, since he's such a popular character and his last mold sucked. But if they're working their way through all of the...
Wait, was it his last mold the Masterpiece?
Oh, I'm sorry, Classics. Sorry, the
Yeah, okay. The Classics.
The Masterpiece one was good.
Yeah, the Masterpiece one was a little bit better. But if they're working their way through all of the Season 3 characters, Springer really has to get used at some point.
Yeah, I imagine they'll do a new mold Springer eventually.
And I really want to see that. I don't think I want it to be a triple changer. I just want a nice Springer.
Yeah, a helicopter.
Yeah.
Because who cares about Springer as a car?
Helicopter.
But no, cycling back to what we started out talking about, I don't think right now there's any need to worry about what's going on with Transformers. Most of the distribution problems has been on the retail level more than Hasbro's side of it, just because Dark of the Moon did not perform to anybody's expectations.
Except as a movie, because it did extremely well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that kind of goes without saying, but the toy line didn't go anywhere, basically, literally.
Yeah.
You know, right now, all that's happening is they're tightening it up a little bit because they have to. You know, they're trying to move on and get past that glut of movie toys, which, good luck with that, but, you know, I don't think it's a trend that needs to be worried about right now. When there's that many Prime toys stacked 20 deep on a peg at Walmart, that's when you start worrying about where Transformers is going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, like, at my Walmart, it seemed like when they got the new the Junkion and, what's the other one?
Sky Shadow. Barely,
Sky Shadow. Those ones left the shelf quick, but there's still tons of movie stuff out.
I can still find Sky Shadow if I want it.
Yeah, but for the Generation stuff, they short distributed that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
they did.
So the friend of mine who I was telling about the stuff coming out, he asked who Sky Shadow was. And like, well, he's he's an homage to Black Shadow from Victory. It was Victory, right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's like, is that G1? And I'm like, yeah. Like, so was it? He's like, it was Victory. I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's not G1. I'm like, yeah, it is. Like,
yeah, that's G2.
He's like, not to me. He's like, I'm going to sell it. I'm like, okay.
G7.
Yes, G7. But, you know, he's a pretty dedicated fan, but he's not he's not really an internet fan. He's not really, you know, part of the online discussion. But, he's a good example of there are more collectors out there than you think. Now, they're not a huge part of the bottom line for Hasbro, but, there are a lot more of us than you realize. So
be careful, Hasbro.
Be careful.
Yeah, watch it.
Only do G1.
Unfortunately, okay. I mean, it's quite unfortunate, right? But the fans don't make up that much of...
And the bottom line,
no.
See, that's what I asked. Do you think there's more adult collectors or, you know, kids?
I haven't looked. I know at one time they were putting out the numbers, and I thought statistically, like, the collector's market was like 10% or 15%.
That seems high to me. I guess I'm saying
that's
that
high.
you're more likely to run into an adult collector, like, just out and about than you realize. I mean, it happens to me all the time. But but if you're a G.I. Joe collector, then that percentage is much, much higher.
Yeah, like we have the local guy, the local Transformers guy.
Yeah.
That goes shopping with his mom.
I mean, even Mattel, right, during at Toy Fair, he was like, somebody was saying, oh, why don't you make more female, I know this is not Transformers related, but it's toy related. So it's like, why don't you make more female molds for your Justice League or whatever they're offering. And the Mattel, the Maddie Collector head guy said, they don't sell at retail. I'll tell you right now, they don't sell. And then this guy says, well, my niece, he's like, nobody wants to buy female characters. The guy's like, well, my nieces will tell you different. And I thought to myself, let's say you are a Mormon and you have 50 nieces. That's 50 toys. Nobody cares. It's not a big deal.
I swear this is just old industry wisdom left over from 1968 when they put out a G.I. Joe nurse that bombed horribly. And ever since, everybody has said no female action figures.
Well, the guy says he's... I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
He was saying that he's like, I have metrics in front of me that say that they do not sell. He's like, I'll put them out, and they will not sell. He's like, it's just the way it is. He's like, even though if the fans buy it, like the fans want it, sure, that's fine. But if you put it in general retail, the kids are not going to be like, oh, cool, a female girl, like a female. I'm going to take her.
A female girl.
A female girl.
No, but how well did like She-Ra do?
Amongst girls, fairly sure? Well.
Yeah, I mean, hasn't Maddie released She-Ra yet? I know that was...
As Maddie Collector? Yeah, but that's an adult
that's true.
Market.
That's my point. Yeah, on Maddie Collector, it sells out quickly because you've got, you know, 45-year-old men living in
that's
the basement.
It helps that she has realistic latex, you know,
yeah,
skin
feeling. Yeah, it's like a cheaper fleshlight kind
it's just,
of thing.
It's just
know?
Like prom so, night.
Yeah, so obviously that works, but when you release it to mass retail, you know, kids are just, you know, Amy's kids are not going to say, oh, cool, a female He-Man character. This is exactly
it's
what
She-Man.
I
It's She-Man. Why would I want this?
Yeah. Oh, cool, China. This is what I'm looking for. Like, that's not what they're looking for. So, unfortunately, we just don't. People get pissed and stuff like that, but, you know, Reveal the Shield was a huge cater to the fans, and look how well that did.
Oh, somebody's typing like
Ross
mad.
For $2.
Not me this time.
That was JD. He just muted himself. He's so wonderful. So I guess that probably says about all we can say. I don't think – I'm not really worried so much, but it's just I guess it's food for thought. If they can cancel the freaking Dark of the Moon line in, you know, first edition, which is from their new series or their TV series. I guess anything can happen. So,
well, here's a question: How well did RC sell with the?
I bought several of her. So
yeah, and that's probably all that sold from your local stores.
Yeah, exactly.
The one thing I do kind of.
Go ahead, it doesn't matter.
Oh, the one thing I do kind of wonder about is, you know, with you said Legion's doing and Cyberverse in general is doing a lot better where you are. I kind of wonder if the fact that deluxes are now over $10 is really helping that.
It is.
I've really felt like that is a bad move because that's over $10 I kind of see as being over the impulse buy threshold. I never really thought that was a good idea. And now they're shrinking anyway, so I'd much rather would have seen them shrink in the first place and stay $10, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember, you know, deluxes have been $10 since 1995.
Yeah.
And every year it's just diminishing the profit margin, and eventually it just had to give and the price had to go up.
Yeah. So in the chat, Skillface mentions, what about making girly characters that don't look like girls? And I was actually going to mention that. Stryka, specifically, from Beast Machines.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know she was female, you would never know. And, you know, I guess those sell, but they're not feminine at all, which goes to the whole point of, you know, assigning a sex to a robot which has no sex. Kind of like
my point
of our fans.
Was feminine looking characters, not female voiced characters.
But yeah, not to lose sight though, the conversation ultimately it's not about trying to market toys Transformers to girls. Maybe it could be they're doing Lego's doing it, which is sort of funny. I would consider a Lego to be something that's sort of gender neutral, but the sales probably don't bear that out.
But they're pink and purple. That's
they are pretty.
Girly.
But ultimately, I mean, I think we probably said all that we can say on that. So people out there watching live, I just wanted to let you know that New Soundwave will air finally shortly. It's going to be a discussion about fighting games, which I was on. And after New Soundwave goes off, John DeLuna and I will probably be playing some Street Fighter Cross Tekken. So if you have any interest at all, stay tuned for that. Any final thoughts, guys?
Eat more chicken.
The record smells good.
Eat more. I thought you were like boycotting.
I am boycotting them. So eat more chicken, but just not at Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A's overrated anyway.
Yeah,
pretty bad.
They hate homosexuals, so I hate them. It's very easy.
And anyway, the food's not that good.
Yeah, and they don't like gays. So that will be it for Radio Free Cybertron this week. For the guys, we thank you very much for listening, and please, Chick-fil-A, don't sue us. I actually eat at you regularly. I love your spicy chicken sandwich and the biscuit iteration thereof. So... It's really good. I recommend everyone do that. So that's it. People watching, thank you very much. We'll be back next week. Tune in to New Soundwave, which will air momentarily unless you're listening to the podcast and just go ahead and download it. So we will see you later.
Bye. Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2012 TF Radio Network.